lend us your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Nali Bali.
This story is called What's It? It was raining, really bucketing down, and Amina was fed up and she was lonely. None of her friends could come and play, and everyone in the house was busy. Everyone was always busy. It was no fun being the youngest. Amina lay on her bed, and she stood on her head. Then she put on her fairy wings and started to dance. Amina twirled and whirled. She scurried and flurried. She even rocked and rolled. Then she flopped back onto her bed. Nothing helped. She was still fed up and she was still lonely. So Amina unpacked her toys. Most of them were hand-me-downs from her big sisters. Even the toy box was a hand-me-down. She put Ellie, Dussie, Rabbit and Mouse on her bed. They were all going to have a tea party as soon as she could find the teapot. She searched the toy box again, and that's when Amina found What's It? It was lying forgotten at the bottom of a sewing basket, at the bottom of her toy box. Amina turned What's It over to see its face, but it didn't have one.
Poor forgotten What's It?
Said Amina. It had a shape, sort of roundish, squarish, but no face or arms or legs or wings or tail or anything. Amina propped What's It up on her bed, between Ellie and Dussie, and opposite Rabbit and Mouse. She found the teapot and poured the tea. Ellie, Dussie, Rabbit and Mouse drank theirs up in no time. So did Amina. But What's It didn't.
Well, how could it without a mouth?
Thought Amina. So Amina took What's It and the sewing basket and went to find her granny.
What's that?
Asked her granny.
What's It? Said Amina. What's It needs a mouth.
Okay,
said Amina's granny.
But we must be quick. I am very busy and still have much to do.
Amina's granny helped her sew a mouth for What's It, a nice smiley mouth.
And a nose?
Asked Amina. But already her granny was not listening. So Amina went to find her middle sister.
What's that?
Fosia said.
What's It? Said Amina. What's It needs a nose.
Okay,
said Fosia.
But we must be quick. I'm really busy and still have much to do.
Fosia helped Amina sew a nose for What's It. A little turned-up nose.
And eyes?
Asked Amina. But Fosia was not listening. So Amina went to find her older sister, Shireen. On the way, Amina's dad saw her.
What's that?
Asked her dad.
What's It?
Said Amina.
What's It needs eyes.
I've got some,
said her dad.
But we must be quick. I still have much to do.
Amina and her dad sewed on What's It's eyes. Two sparkly button eyes.
And a tail?
Asked Amina.
I can't help you with that,
said her dad. So Amina went on to find her older sister, Shireen.
Oh my gosh, said Shireen. Where did you find that?
Amina began to tell the whole story.
Wow, said Shireen.
You know, I was making it to give you before you were born, but I lost it somewhere before it was finished. Amina handed What's It to Shireen.
Oh my gosh, said Shireen. It's so cute.
Has it got a name?
What's It, said Amina. And What's It needs a tail.
So Amina and Shireen made a tail for What's It, a wiggly waggly tail. Then Amina and Shireen looked at What's It, and What's It smiled back at them.
How about curly-whirly hair?
asked Shireen.
And yes, some pointy ears, said Amina.
But then you're out of here, because I'm really, really busy, and I still have my own things to do, said Shireen. Amina took Watsit back up to her room and propped him up between Ellie and Dussie, and opposite Rabbit and Mouse. Then she made a fresh pot of tea. Amina drank one cup, and so did Ellie, Dussie, Rabbit and Mouse. But Watsit was very thirsty, and drank three cups. Well, he had waited a long, long time for tea.
And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali. If you would like more stories to read, visit nalibali.mobi on your cell phone. That's nalibali.mobi. You can also get Nali Bali supplement with great stories and activities available every Tuesday in the Dispatch, Wednesday in the Times, and Thursdays in the PE Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowers, and Kim Winter.